It's not getting less painful to pump. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Gas prices on a two-week streak of record highs, just shy of $4.60 a gallon nationwide now in the AAA average. And jet fuel is soaring, too.
I'm at the facility where they store jet fuel for Philadelphia International Airport.
Fox Business's Jeff Flock in Philadelphia. Jet fuel up more than 50% compared to May of 2020, $6.90 a gallon.
And that, of course, being passed along to air flyers. Travelers up 19% in the last month, and now some signs of capitulation. Bookings down 17%.
Most Memorial Day weekend travelers plan to travel by car, and some of them plan to carpool. Wall Street goes back to selling, led by a tech slide after a profit warning from Snapchat's parent company. Snap shares plummeting more than 40%. The NASDAQ down more than 3%. The Dow's down more than 200. Primary day in several states with a lot of attention focused on the Georgia governor's race, picking a Republican to face two-time Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams this fall.
I have listened to Republicans for the last 6 months attack me, but they've done nothing to attack the challenges facing Georgia. They've done nothing to articulate their plans for the future of Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp facing several challengers, including former Senator David Perdue.
Abrams does not care about what happens in Georgia or the people of Georgia. She just wants a stepping stone to become president.
Perdue, backed by former President Trump, argues he's the best candidate to take her on. Kemp is backed by former Vice President Mike Pence. Government forecasters just out with their prediction for the upcoming hurricane season and predicting a seventh consecutive above average hurricane season. 14 to 21 named storms, as many as 10 becoming hurricanes. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Parents would be allowed to sue social media companies for getting their kids addicted. Under a bill that's advancing in the California legislature, passing the state assembly yesterday.
It would allow parents to sue platforms like Instagram and TikTok for up to $20,000 per violation for harming children who have become addicted to their products. The bill defines addiction as kids under 18 who have both been harmed either physically, mentally, emotionally, or developmentally and want to stop or reduce how much time they spend on the platform. Business groups warn if the bill passes, social media companies would likely cease operations for kids in California rather than face the legal risk.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. The bill faces weeks of hearings in the state Senate. Ford will pay more than $19 million to settle a multi-state lawsuit accusing the company of falsely advertising fuel economy and payload capacity for some pickups and hybrids. This nearly a decade after Ford lowered advertised fuel ratings on its C-Max hybrid and sent checks to owners to make up the difference in fuel costs. A fight against COVID may not end as well for people exposed to certain types of air pollution. That from a new study out of Canada.
The group exposed to fine particle matter, nitrogen dioxide, and ground level ozone are at an increased risk of being admitted to the intensive care unit, the Canadian Medical Association Journal reported Tuesday. Those substances can cause chronic inflammation and help the virus gain entry into human cells. The scientists figuring out chronic exposure to ozone specifically carried an elevated risk of death from COVID-19. Researchers from the Canadian government's Health Canada analyzed data on all 151,105 people ages 20 and older who had confirmed coronavirus infections in 2020 in Ontario. CJ Papa, Fox News.
As stocks tumble, oil prices dipping back under $110 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.